With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think he's becoming more complete. You know, I think he's always been a fast guy. You know, and there's some guys that are fast and they don't want to get near anybody else. And so they you know, their route tops aren't as firm or clean or as aggressive as they need to be. And I think he's done that. He's improved on that a ton. You know, Coach Furry's done a great job with him of being a physical route runner, a physical finisher. And we've already seen, you know, part of that pay dividend so far this year.
Chicago Bears offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich, I'm pretty sure talking about Anthony Miller there. That'd be my bet. And that is one thing that we can get into a little bit more here, Patrick. Before we do, I want to tell everybody that we are being brought to them by their local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. You've got the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show featuring Patrick Manley and Olin Kreutz. I'm Hub Arkish. Visit at Ameristar's new sportsbook in East Chicago. We are out at Connie's Pizza on the very near south side, 2273 South Archer. Going to be here for the post game as well with James Big Cat Williams. They've got 50-cent wings today. Special prices on craft beers. Come on out to Connie's. A great place for you to enjoy the Bears game today. And, you know, Patrick, talking about Anthony Miller, who showed up really more in London than he has the first 4 weeks of the season, one of the things that, you know, we've been so focused on Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints are also without their starting nickel today in P.J. Williams, who's been suspended for a couple games it was a failed test of some kind. I'm not sure exactly which. But you know... People keep talking about Marshawn Lattimore and Eli Apple. Marshawn Lattimore is a very, very good corner. Eli Apple was the next pick in the draft after Leonard Floyd and busted out after 2 years with the Giants. And he's not a bad corner, but he's not special. And then they're going to have their backup nickel out there. And so I would think that as the Bears prepare for this, that might be a couple areas that they'd be trying to target with Taylor Gabriel and Anthony Miller.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I think that's one of the big matchups we have to look at is the Bears number two, number three, number four wide receiver having a big game. Marshawn Lattimore is very, very good. He's had a great last couple weeks blanketing the other team's number one wide receiver, and that's obviously going to be Allen Robinson today. So I'm looking forward to seeing what those guys can do against that secondary, and especially that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the backup nickel who is a rookie. And anytime you get a rookie in a game, and I always say it, rookies can get you beat. It just takes time to, you know, to get used to this league, and I think Matt Nagy is going to realize, obviously realizes, that is going to make the game plan tailored towards those guys to see if they can be the difference maker and have a great game because, you know, Allen Robinson has a good test in front of him. It's going to be also interesting to see if, you know, Mitch, it seems like when he gets under pressure and gets a little nervous, he just goes straight to number 12, and this might not be the game to do that. You know, you're going to have to look at those second and third options.
All right, let's get everybody up to speed. We've got three finals now. Apparently, it was a monsoon in Washington, and San Francisco prevails just 9-0, a 3-field-goal game for
Robbie
them.
Gold.
Arizona got out 17-0 and then had to hang on to beat the Giants 27-21 in New York. And I thought the Raiders might give the Packers a game. They did for about 2.5 quarters, but the Packers end up pummeling them 42-24. This was the Aaron Rodgers show. I'm guessing he went over 400 yards. He was at 350 prior to the fourth quarter. Buffalo manages to come back and handle Miami 31-21 in Buffalo. They were trailing at halftime. Couple games very late. Rams all over Atlanta 37-10. Jacksonville now put away Cincinnati 24-10. Indianapolis up 30-23 over Houston, and they have the ball, although they're getting ready to punt to Houston for one last shot. And this is the most fascinating game of all. Minnesota-Detroit been back and forth all day long there at the two-minute warning. And Minnesota, that's got to be a defensive touchdown. Detroit had the ball. Well, I don't know. My computer's changing on me now. Now it's saying that Minnesota is up 41-30 on Detroit. A minute ago, it was saying it was 35-30 Minnesota and that Detroit was at the Minnesota 4, but now it's saying Minnesota up by 11 and at the Detroit 4-yard line, second and goal with 1:50 to play. So it looks like that one is over, but that one was tight for quite a while.
Well, let's go back to that Green Bay-Oakland game. This is interesting. You were talking about Aaron Rodgers and going for over 400. He went for 429. He was 25 of 31 with 5 TDs. The other interesting stat I wanted to look at was Oakland's rushing, and Josh Jacobs had another big game of 21 carries, 124 yards. But like you alluded to, it's the Aaron Rodgers show. That's just the difference maker. That's a heck of a stat line, 429 and 5 TDs.
Well, and the reason I struggled so much with that game is I know the Raiders aren't a contender, but I was so impressed with their game plan and the way they executed against the Bears in London and how physical they can get. And then I was on the sidelines doing the national radio call for Westwood One Monday night in Lambeau, and looking, I got a great look at the Lions and the Packers, and there was just nothing particularly impressive about the Packers other than Aaron Rodgers, you know, who is remarkably impressive. Jamal Williams had a big game Monday night. Aaron Jones didn't look very good. Davante Adams is still out. Now, Geronimo Allison did play today. Thought that he might be out after the concussion Monday night. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who was injured, also played. But you look at how Rodgers spread that ball around.
Well, look at this. I'll just give you the stat line from today. Yeah. Two receptions, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4 to all those receivers and tight ends and backs.
Well, and some of that has got to be hats off to Matt LaFleur, the first-year head coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to bring this back to the Bears a little bit. I think a part of what is going on with the Bears right now is that you have to remember, and Matt Nagy was the NFL Coach of the Year last year, nobody had ever seen him. Nobody knew what he was going to do. Nobody knew how he was going to adjust that offense. Now, what Matt LaFleur has done is he has adjusted McVay's offense a little bit. He didn't get much done in Tennessee last year, but I think part of the problem that teams are having with the Packers right now is they don't know what to expect next.
Right.
And you know how good Aaron Rodgers is. And even though he doesn't have the weapons around him, it's almost like the variety in this offense is his weapon right now, and they're finding different ways to get it done. And you know how kind of the season almost felt a little magical for the Bears last year? Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening with the Packers right now, because now, you know, you're 6-1, but hey, it's got to end next week because you're going to Kansas City, and there won't be Patrick Mahomes,
right?
You know, so... And hey, no excuses. Everybody's got to do it. Bears are getting the Saints today with no Kamara and Breece.
Getting a little bit lined up in the next couple weeks as
well for the
Bears.
That's the way it goes, mm-hmm. You know. And actually, it's the Vikings at Kansas City after the Lions, so both of the Bears' opponents will not see Mahomes. The Bears probably will at the end of December. Let's hope that that matters at the end of December, and a lot of that is going to be dictated by what happens out here today. I almost feel, Pat, as we've gotten our own little momentum and give and take in this pregame show and our guests and everything, that it was a little bit back and forth, and then it was kind of building to, wow, the Saints are so good, these Bears can't beat them. And I just don't see that. I'm not sure how the Bears are going to get it done. I'm not predicting that suddenly Mitch Trubisky is going to come out and have a huge game for them. I'm not predicting they're going to go out and rush for 160 yards. But those things are on the table. The Saints are capable of coming up flat here, just like the Bears did in London. I'm not predicting that either. But this is not this isn't the New England Patriots. This is the New Orleans Saints.
And they're banged up, like you said. And you know, that one game against the Oakland Raiders, it was not good. And that's sitting heavy on those guys all week, and they can't wait to get out there and play today. But I feel like this team is more like the team that played against the Vikings. You know, 2 weeks ago when we were sitting here, we were building up the Bears before the Raiders game because they played such a dominant game and had such a dominant performance. I think they're more like that. And I think this defense is ready to get back out there and prove to everybody that they're still one of the best in the league, even without Akeem Hicks. So I think that, you know, there's a real good chance today, especially with all the injuries that the Saints have.
You know, Pat, I don't know if there are any must wins the sixth game of the season. You know, there's some that are more important than others. There's some that have additional ramifications beyond the one loss column. Clearly, the Bears were 3-3 last year, and we know what happened. So it's not like a loss today ends the season. But I do have a feeling from where this team is at that if they cannot bounce back today and play their game, because their game should be good enough against the Saints team without Kamara and Breece, that while nothing changes mathematically, if the Bears don't bounce back to the team that we saw prior to going to London, which I think will win this game if they're that team, then I pretty much change my thoughts about the rest of the season. Then I start to wonder if we're really watching a playoff team here.
True, and a lot of it, you know, we talk about this defense and everybody, this team leaning on that defense, but you know, Mitch coming back from this injury is going to be big. I think this is going to be, you know, another chance for him to grow, obviously. But he needs to take that next step and continue to grow like he did against the Washington Redskins, albeit they weren't that great of a defense. But I want to see his growth, and I say it all the time that they should be winning with him, or excuse me, they should be winning because of him, not with him. He needs to start becoming a difference maker, and it's going to be interesting to see if he, you know, kind of maybe the game slowed down a little bit for him. And we keep saying that. We want him to know what's happening in front of him so he can go out there and play fast and play well and throw the ball accurately. So we'll see what happens today.
You know, Pat, I obviously Mitch isn't expected to do this by himself. We've talked a little bit about the problems at tight end, and I don't know that there's any answers to that on the roster right now. I think what they've got to be doing is scheming and planning to get what they can from them. They certainly got to do their jobs blocking if they're not going to be a factor in the passing game. But the guy who it's time for is David Montgomery. You know, you made a huge commitment to him. It's not his fault that the line hasn't played well, that they haven't been in a lot of great run situations. But at some point, if you're a feature back, you got to be a guy who makes a few plays on your own. And I think today kind of also has to be the day for that. One thing about this Saints defense is they're very good on the back end. They're very good on the front end. They've been very productive at linebacker, but they're not special at linebacker.
No.
And I do think if the Bears can create some creases, that this is a game where David Montgomery's got to be a bit of a difference maker.
Yeah, and we're going to find out if they're better without Kyle Long. That's going to be the big question mark. Rashawn Coward played well against the Vikings when he got in there and had his chance. You know, he's the converted defensive lineman, so this is kind of a second new position for him because he came over and played tackle. He's moving down to guard. And Harry Hiestand came out and said it's not one guy, it's all the guys at specific times that are just not doing the right thing. And to speak about David Montgomery, I think he's just not comfortable behind that line yet, and they need to get more comfortable. He's not hitting, I think that he's not hitting the designed hole. You know, he's kind of maybe skittish because it hasn't been there, so he's trying to make too much to happen. They just got to get that continuity together. They got to not take him off the field after he has a big run. Hand it to him again. You know, keep him in there for an extended period of time. I want to see that as well.
I'd also like to see better use of Cordarrelle Patterson because I think he's a really dangerous weapon, and they've done some different things with him, but they don't seem it never feels like it's part of the game plan. It feels like they have a couple special plays for him, and they try and decide where to do that. I'd like to see him get more carries at running back. I mean, he started four games at running back for the Patriots last year when Sony Michel got hurt and did a really nice job. He averaged about 60, 70 yards a game. He does not go down on first contact, and if he gets a crease, he's got that unique speed and acceleration. So I keep coming back to me, this is kind of a running game for the Chicago Bears. I am so fond of Kyle that I am reluctant or reticent to say they're better without Kyle. I prefer to look at it as can they be better
healthy.
With Coward.
Yeah, well, true.
And I look at what was going wrong for Kyle. Eventually maybe there'll be a story. I don't know what it's going to be. But it was obvious watching tape that because of the physical limitations, whether it was a new hip injury or it was all the damage from all the surgeries or whatever, he wasn't the same athlete that he was, and he wasn't able to anchor and play with the same explosion that he played with. Rashad Coward is going to play with some explosion.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind about that. That's who he is. He may not be the best technique-wise. He may have some mental errors, but he's going to find somebody to hit, and they're going to know they got hit when he finds them.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, Kyle being injured. He was also a liability with that hip injury in the pass game. They were giving up pressure with twists in games between him and Massey, and especially last week against the or 2 weeks ago against the Raiders. So Rashad Coward in the run game I think is going to be fine. He's an aggressive guy that's a little bit easier to come off the ball and just kind of let yourself go loose. But within the passing game now, when they start running games and twists and picking up blitzes and recognizing pressures and stuff like that, it'll be he really needs to make sure he's in his game plan book all week to be ready for this game, because that would be something maybe Dennis Allen would do, is try to attack him. He's not a big blitzer. I said earlier, I think it's 22% of the time that defense blitzes, but if they're going to attack a player, it's obviously going to be him.
All right, we are at that point, getting ready to wrap it here from Connie's Pizza on the near south side. Again, guys, come on out and watch the game here. Come on out for the post-game show. Big Cat Williams will be here with me. They've got 50-cent wings. They've got craft beer specials all day long. Would love to see you all out here at Connie's. Patrick and I make our picks every week along with Dan Pompey. Coming into today, I am 3-2 now, and I believe Patrick and Dan are 2-3. And Pat, I'm going to take some pressure off here. I'm going to go first. I usually don't. You know my rule. You've heard me talk about this. We have early print deadlines. I got to make these picks on Tuesday, and when I put it in the paper, I will not change it. But I'm going to change it this week because I think that's fair, considering that I had no idea Tuesday that never occurred to me. We didn't even know about the Kamara injury on Tuesday. It wasn't announced until he missed practice on Wednesday. Not only Alvin Kamara, but Jared Cook, who has two touchdowns in their last three games, and they have not been scoring much, are out. I had picked the Saints 16-13 because I do think the Saints are the best team in the NFC right now when they have Kamara and Cook, and Bridgewater has done an outstanding job. But at the end of the day, as good a job as he's done, Teddy Bridgewater is not going to beat the Bears. The Saints might beat the Bears. I don't think it's going to be Teddy Bridgewater. And with no Alvin Kamara, I think that the Bears' defense is real. I think London was an aberration. And I don't know that it's going to be pretty, and I don't know that it's going to be easy, but I'm just going to keep the same score at 16-13 and flip it around. And I think the Bears get this done.
Hub, I agree with everything you say there. My score, I'll just give it to you right now, is 17-13. I think this defense is waiting, or just can't wait to get back on this field. I think they are not who they were in Oakland. I think they're ready to show that they're that dominant defense, even without Akeem Hicks. You get Bilal Nichols back, and another one I want to watch today is how healthy he can be or how well he can play with that hand. But I think this defense is just for real. They've got too much talent from the back end all the way to the front end that I just see him winning. I just don't see Teddy Bridgewater coming into Soldier Field and beating this defense.
Well, and I'll give you one other factor because we've got a couple extra seconds here. No, the weather's not horrible. It's actually a really nice day in Chicago for mid-October. But the Saints are still an indoor team coming outdoors. And where I'm going there is that they have great speed, but that speed is always amplified indoors. The Bears have an advantage in team speed over the Saints coming out here and playing not on grass with
no
Alvin Kamara.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. It's just a different track for them, and it makes a difference.
All right, guys, now you hear the music. That means it is time. My thanks, as always, to Olin and Patrick for being so great to be out here with. We want to thank Studs, Adam Studzinski, our producer in-house. We've got Chris Dickens here with us at Connie's. Chris will be with me for the post-game show as well. Marshawn Robinson, one of my very favorite engineers, spinning the dials for us, getting this sound into your radios and onto your screens on your computers if you got radio.com. Want to thank the guys from promotions, Greg Rinaldi, Cooper Kaplan. They've been out giving stuff away to our guests here at Connie's all day long. Thank you all so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Again, it's the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show with Patrick Manley and Olin Cruz. For Pat Nolan, I am Hub Arthur saying visit Ameristar's new sportsbook in East Chicago as soon as you get a chance. And go Bears! We'll be back with you immediately following the final gun for postgame.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.